Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we are here again this morning, and we want to thank the Lord for another opportunity in the house of God. Blessed be the name of Jesus. I'm going to share with us for a few minutes the word of life. The Bible says, the word that I speak unto you, Jesus said, they are spirit and they are life. It is the word of God that quickens. In fact, in the book of Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, the Bible says the word of God is quick. That means it's alive. It is powerful. It is even sharper than any two-edged sword. And it pierces to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit. And it goes even into the bones and the marrows. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So today, the word of God will pierce into your soul. And even if you have a condition, now notice I say condition. You have a condition, that's all it is. Anything we have is a situation and it's going to pass. If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
That word can enter even into your bones. It can enter even into your marrows. It can recreate new blood cells. Bible says he sent his word and he healed them. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Turn with me this morning to the book of Isaiah and chapter 38. And I'm going to speak for just a few minutes on real faith. Never gives up. Amen. How many of you say amen to that? Real faith. See, never gives up. And I'm going to read from Isaiah chapter 38. Just a few verses this morning. Isaiah chapter 38. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. Now Hezekiah was sick unto death. Now make no mistake about that. He was sick unto death. See? And Isaiah the prophet, this story is also in 2 Kings chapter 20. And I may turn to that in a minute and read a different rendition. But here in Isaiah 38, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thy house in order. Now, that was thus saith the Lord. That was not thus saith Isaiah. It was thus saith the Lord, because the Lord sent Isaiah to tell Hezekiah, set your house in order. You know, because thou shalt die and shall not live. Now, if you are Hezekiah and you just got this news, you know, I mean, some people, sometimes you go to the doctors and they give you a diagnosis, maybe it's cancer, maybe it's whatever, and give you a few months to live and so forth. Now, here's a prophet of the Lord. Now, he comes and he says, the Lord says, you are going to die. Now, you're not going to leave. So, put your things in order. You know? And some people have this death sentence. Many times, they hear it from doctors, they hear it from hospitals or whatever. It's in them and so forth. And even though sometimes there are situations, some people think that their situation is hopeless. And people say to them, well, you can't make it. So, you're going to die. You can't do nothing about this situation. Well, you know, that's what Isaiah came by the word of the Lord, but of course the Lord already knew what Hezekiah was going to do. How many of you know that's true? Sure. These things are written in the Bible for our example. See, the Lord already knew. You know, I've always said, if the Lord learned anything new, he'd stop being God. See, so he never learned anything new. He already knew everything that was going to happen. And he already knew exactly what Hezekiah was going to do, but he put him to the test, see. He said, the Lord said you're going to die. See, so Hezekiah, he said, you know, verse 2, and then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, Lord, now remember, O Lord, I beseech you, I have walked before thee. See, now, the psalmist said in Psalm 18, the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. See, now, Hezekiah, you know, he was bold to tell the Lord because he had walked before the Lord. Now, there were a few kings, you know, in those days that walked away from God, and did not walk after the ways of the Lord, but Hezekiah wasn't one of them. He was one of the kings that walked and tore down the high places of Baal and so forth like that. And he loved the Lord with all of his heart. So when this situation faced him, he said, Lord, I've walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart. Now, how many of you can say that this morning? Can you say that you have walked before the Lord in truth and with a perfect heart? Now, Hezekiah, he wasn't just saying it, because he was talking to the Lord. So you can't tell the Lord anything that he doesn't already know. See, but Hezekiah said, I've walked before you with a perfect heart. See, and he said, you know, and I've done all that is good in thy sight. And he wept sore before the Lord. And he said, basically, when he was weeping, well, they didn't go into all the details here and tell us all the things that he wept out before the Lord. But I guarantee you, when he was weeping, he was telling God, there is no way that I'm ready to die just yet. See, because otherwise, why would he be weeping? See, and he was telling God, no, I'm not going to take this for an answer. I won't accept this. You know, now, so many people are so quick to give up and throw in the towel. But today, let's take a cue from Hezekiah. Hezekiah wasn't going to throw in the towel. It didn't matter whether it was a prophet or some angel that came and told him. How many of you say amen to that? The Bible says, my thoughts towards you are of peace to give you an expected end. And it says, your heart is fixed. Is your heart fixed? You will not be afraid of evil tidings. You know, my heart is always fixed. So I'm not afraid of any evil tidings. Are you? You know, what you want to do is do like Hezekiah. No matter what happens, no matter what you face, you know, just like that song we sang, you know the Lord is always with you. So Hezekiah, he turned to the Lord and he wept. And the word of the Lord came back to Isaiah and said, go tell Hezekiah one more time, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard your prayer and I have seen your tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days. Right there and then the Lord, he answered his prayer. And he added 15 more years. Oh my. You know, and he could have given up just because the prophet said unto him, you will surely die and you will not live. But he didn't give up. Turn with me. A rendition of this same story is in 2 Kings chapter 20. 2 Kings chapter 20. Same story is in here and so forth. But I want to read verse 4 of 2 Kings 20. And it came to pass while Isaiah was gone out into the middle court. See, he had left the presence of the king and he was going. And he hadn't even gone very far. See, this man got a hold of the Lord before Isaiah made it too far. See, and the word of the Lord came back and told him. And he turned again and told him the same thing that we just read. And he gave him 15 more years. You know, and just for getting a hold of the Lord and for not taking a no for an answer, he got 15 more years. How many of you say praise the Lord? Just like that. And he could have died when the Lord, you know, sent the prophet. Of course, the Lord was testing him to see where his faith was at. See, sometimes the Lord will test you. See, he'd allow the situation. You know, I love the story about the Lord and the disciples and so forth. You know, you heard me say it so many times in this church. You know, when the Lord said, let us cross over to the other side. And he was testing them to see what they would do. And he knew the storm was coming. You know, of course he did. But he went into the back of the boat and he fell asleep on a pillow. See? And the next thing you know, they're all riled up and so forth. Lord, why is it you don't care that we perish? They said. Well, isn't that like people today? First little thing that happens to them, they say the Lord doesn't care. Of course the Lord cares. But the Lord didn't worry too much about the storm. How many of you know that? He didn't care about the storm at all. The storm was going to come and pass. The Lord was just going to ride it out. It was the unbelief of the people that made the Lord to get up and rebuke the storm. See? He didn't care about rebuking the storm at all. See? We are all going to have storms in our lives. John chapter 16 and verse 33 said, in this world ye shall have tribulation. There is no ifs, maybes about it. You will have tribulation as long as you are in this world. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world for you. So every little thing that comes to our way, you know, we don't have to give up, you know, and so forth like that. And I'm going to read a story here in a minute that I love very much, of things that look like they are completely gone, See? And how the Lord, He knows how to bring back what's gone. The Bible says, God who raises the dead. You know, God never buries the dead. He raises them. And everything that's dead, He knows how to bring it back alive, because He's the great creator. Amen. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the Lord God, the everlasting, the creator of the ends of the earth, He fainteth not, neither is weary. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28. And there is no searching of His understanding. He giveth strength to even those that are weak. And to them that have no power, He increases even their might. Even, He said, even the youth, you know, when they are in their prime and so forth, you can't compare what the youth and so forth, you know, in their prime can do to what the Lord, the strength that the Lord gives. Say, even the youth shall fall. See, utterly fall. Young men shall even faint and fall and so forth. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, they won't be weary, they shall walk and they will not faint, because they are waiting upon the Lord. Now turn with me to Ezekiel, and I love this story, chapter 37. And I preached on this one time before in this church several months ago, and I'm going to touch on it this morning. Ezekiel chapter 37. Now there may be some situations in your life that are like these dry bones that we are going to read about this morning. But if you have real faith, see, if you give up, it shows where your faith is at anyhow. See, if you gave up when every little challenge comes your way, it shows you didn't have faith to begin with. Because real faith will never give up. Amen. Amen. So here's the story in Ezekiel chapter 37. And I'm going to read most of it and paraphrase some of it. Ezekiel 37 and verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and He carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Well, the beginning of the story, He just told us that they were full of bones. We didn't know what kind of bones they were. But as the story unfolds, you know, we begin to know, you know, the condition of those bones. And He caused me to pass by the bones round about, and behold, there were very many of them in the open valley, and they were very dry. So now He begins to tell us that the bones are dry. Now, the voice of the Lord said to him, Son of man, can these bones live? See? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. See? Now, he was very smart. You know, he wouldn't say, well, you know, I don't know if they can live or not. So he just put it right back to the Lord. So he said, well, Lord, you know, if they can live or whatever. So the Lord said, can these bones live? Now that's the question that I want to ask this morning. Do you have enough faith to believe that no matter the situation that's dry in your life, that dryness, God can turn it around?
Hallelujah.
Do you have that faith this morning? Now let's read it. Just like Hezekiah, you know, he had the faith. He knew that if he got a hold of the Lord would change the situation, and the Lord did for him. Now let's read it. Ezekiel chapter 37 and verse 4. And again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. Now, are there any dry bones in your life that need to hear the word of the Lord this morning? First, you must know what the word of the Lord is. So you can't say the word of the Lord if you don't know what it is. You can't say to the bones, hear ye the word of the Lord, if you don't know what the word of the Lord is. How many of you know that's true? Yes. But if you know what the word of the Lord is, if you know what the word of the Lord is concerning your situation, for instance, you know, let's say you were sick or whatever, the word of the Lord says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And he said, by his stripes, you are already healed. So if you know the word of the Lord, now you can prophesy unto the sickness, or whatever the situation may be. Yours may not be sickness. It may be, you know, your situation puts you down right now. See. But are you going to stay down for the count? See. You know, I was telling somebody yesterday when I went to the outreach, and I said, you know, I said, sir, I said, you ever seen a boxing match? And he said, well, you know, I don't see too much of them and so forth like that. I said, well, you know about how it goes? He said, yes. And I said, sir, you know, when they knock a good fighter down, his corner is always telling him, get up. they don't throw in the towel. And I've seen some fights where somebody got knocked down but still won the fight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, are you going to throw in the towel this morning? Or are you going to stay down for the count? See, some people stay down for the count. You know? And then count 1, 2. And the corner say, get up. And I said to the gentleman and the lady that was standing by him, and I said, I'm in your corner this morning telling you to get up.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is always in your corner.
Amen.
Telling you to get up.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord. And the Lord is going to show us how to do it this morning. And he told Ezekiel, he said, this is how you do it. When you're looking at those dry bones, don't just stay there and think that, well, peradventure these bones will, something will happen. No, you do something about it.
Yeah.
See? And here's what you're going to do about it. He turns to Ezekiel. First he said, do you think these bones can live again? Ezekiel said, well, I don't know. You know already, Lord. And she said, well, I'm going to show you how to do it. See, here's how you do it. Now you prophesy unto these bones and tell the bones to hear the word of the Lord. Now how many of you know that the word of the Lord is what created the whole universe? See, the Bible says, upholding all things by the word of his power.
Hallelujah.
By the word of the Lord, he created all things in Hebrews 1, verses 1 through 3. And even the word of the Lord, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. And by him, all things were made. See, the word of the Lord, when it speaks, and when it goes forth, all things listen to that word. And all things take heed. Now, if you know how to use that word of the Lord, it will work for you. So God is going to show Ezekiel how to do it. He says, thus saith the Lord unto these bones, behold, I will cause. You know, I said one time in this church when I preached on this verse several months ago, I said, you know, God always says in advance what he's going to do. See, he always tells people. Sometimes he'll say it as many years as 400 years in advance. He'll say what he's going to do. Sometimes it'll be thousands of years in advance even. Sometimes it will be just a few minutes in advance, you know. But in this case, he said, here's what I'm going to do. I am going to cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I mean, the Lord is saying to Ezekiel here, tell these bones that the Lord is going to cause breath to come into you, and you will live. Well, and I'm going to lay sinews upon you, and I'm going to bring up flesh. You know, so now the Lord is going to begin to describe stage by stage all the things that he's going to do to these bones, you know, until they come back to the way they're supposed to be. He's going to bring the breath. He's going to bring, you know, flesh. He's going to bring all of these things and so on. And, you know, and so he tells him, and I am going to do all of these things, and you shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So in verse 7, Ezekiel prophesied as he was commanded. He said, and I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. Now, if Ezekiel had not done what he was commanded, nothing would have happened. But the moment he prophesied, there was a shaking, there was a noise, there were the bones came together, bone to his bone, and the sinews and the flesh and so forth. And the skin covered them, but there still was no breath. But Ezekiel remembered that the Lord said, I'm going to bring breath upon you. And when he saw everything come together, there still wasn't any breath. And he said in his mind, Lord, still isn't any breath. And the Lord said, well, there's one more thing you've got to do. Prophesy unto the wind. You know, sometimes the Lord, when he does these miracles, they're in stages. One time he said, you know, to the grave of Lazarus, he was standing there. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. And when he did, Lazarus came out, but he was still bound. See, when he came out, some of you may not know that that's in the story, but he was still bound. And Jesus, when he saw him, he said, loose him and let him go. See, sometimes, you know, he gets you out of the grave, but you still got to be loosed. See, so he got these bones, he got the flesh back in the bones and so forth, but there was still no breath because there's stages to what the Lord does. And so now he's going to bring the breath. He says to him, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy and say, thus saith the Lord God to the four winds, O breath, breathe upon this slain. Oh my. All you've got to do is know how to use that word.
Hallelujah.
And if you do, all things are at your bidding, if you know how to use that faith. And so he spoke the word to the winds. See, perhaps there was no wind even. But the moment he prophesied, the winds began to come from wherever they were. See, the four winds began to come and begin to blow upon the bones and so forth. And the next thing you know, they stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army. You know, and the Lord, today, he wants me to encourage you. The dry bones in your life, the areas that seem like they are dead. If you will only believe, like Hezekiah did, and he got a hold of the Lord. See, and if you will only hold on to your faith and don't give up. See, if you give up too easily, it shows, you know, that you didn't have that real faith anyhow. See, because God will test that faith. He'll put it to the test. He'll see what faith, what kind of faith you have. I mean, the Lord always admired great faith. See, sometimes he would say, wow, I've not seen so great faith in Israel. Because he admired great faith. But he always rebuked those that had no faith. He would say, oh ye of little faith, why is it that you doubted in your hearts? Did you not know that the Lord could do this? Have you not seen the miracle of the 2 loaves and 5 fishes? And how many loaves, how many baskets did you take over? How many thousands did you feed? And you have so soon forgotten. See, people so soon forget. One miracle that the Lord did for them, they will so soon forget. And then the next time, they forgot that the Lord had did that, see. But if you would remember the miracle of the loaves, if you remember the miracle of all these other things, so if you remember how God delivered you from the lion, and he delivered you from the bear, then you know that he can deliver you from Goliath.
Hallelujah.
I mean, if you say, praise the Lord. So every time God does something for you, you remember. And if you can't remember very much, remember one thing, you are alive today. Praise ye the Lord. And the fact that you are here today means there is hope. Because the Lord said, is there hope for these dry bones? And Ezekiel said, well, I don't know. But the Lord told him, well, we'll show you in a minute what's going to happen. There is hope for your situation because you are here today. There is hope because the Lord is good. You know, in the Bible they used to say, they used to praise the name of the Lord. And how did they praise the name of the Lord? They would say, the Lord is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Let's say that together one time. The Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
For his mercy endureth forever.
For his mercy.
I mean, when you praise the glory of the Lord like that, when you tell him he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. You know, the mercy of the Lord is what protects people. The mercy of the Lord is what protects you from day to day. The mercy of the Lord is what gives us all of these good things richly to enjoy. Without the mercies of the Lord, we'll be consumed. But because of the mercies of the Lord, we don't deserve any of these things that the Lord showers on us. You know, but because of his mercies, that's why we enjoy his blessings. And every blessing that we enjoy should be a reminder of how great he is and that he can do all things. If we can only believe, don't give up on anything. There's a story, you know, there was a story in Luke chapter 5. I want you to turn with me real quick to Luke chapter 5. In Luke chapter 5, there's a story here of Simon fishing all night and catching nothing. See, here's what happened. In Luke chapter 5 and verse 4, the Lord said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let your nets out for a trap. And Simon answering and said, Master, we have toiled all night and we have taken nothing. You know, they had been there all night long and they caught nothing. And I tell you, those were skilled fishermen. They knew how to fish. But they didn't catch anything. See? And the Lord was fixing to show Simon that, you know, don't give up. See? Because in 1 minute, the Lord can change that situation. And they give you more than all you did the whole night long. The whole night long he caught nothing, but here comes Jesus. And he says, throw out your net. And Peter, you know, Simon, he's always quicker to say something. And he said, Lord, you know, we've been doing this all night. We didn't catch nothing. But because you said it, I'm going to do it. So he lets out his net, and the next thing you know, there's fish everywhere, because the great creator, he spoke to the fish. How many of you say praise the Lord? One time he spoke to the fish, he said, go give Peter a coin. See? And he spoke to Peter also, said, go over there, the first fish that you catch, not the second, not the third, but the first one that you catch. It's going to be a coin. How did the Lord know that? Because he's the great creator. See, he can tell the fish what to do. See? And he told the fish this time, get in the net. Amen. And now, boy, they feel that net until their Bible said their boat began to sink, their net began to break, and then they called out to their partners and so forth like that. But you see, you know, they were there the whole night. They didn't catch anything. You know, but when the word of the Lord came, Peter didn't give up. He said, well, you know, the situation looks so bleak, but at your word, I will do this. And when he did, he finally said, Lord, depart from me. I'm a sinful man because, you know, look at me. All night long I caught nothing, but you spoke and look at the whole fish. And the Lord said, well, if you have faith, all things are possible. You can even catch men after this. I'll make you fishers of men. You can catch multitudes of men and so forth like that. And the Lord was showing him, you know, how to do it. He was showing him how not to give up. Even in the last minute, the Lord, he can show up upon the scene and he'll do something great. Praise ye the name of the Lord. In John chapter 5, there is a story in the Bible here of an angel that went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. See, so there is a pool called Bethsaida. And a lot of impotent folk, they come there every year. See, and at one certain time of the year, there's an angel of the Lord that he goes and he stirs the water a little bit, and the first person that gets into that water after that angel does that trick, didn't matter what their situation was, they were healed. So here comes an angel every year and he stirs the pool, and whosoever stepped in it first was made sick of whatever disease he had. That's verse 4 of John chapter 5. And there was a certain man there that had an infirmity 38 years. Now last week, I think his name was Brother Roy. He came in that wheelchair. He said, and I asked him, I said, how long have you been in that wheelchair? And he said, 8 years. How many of you were here last week? Were you here last week? And he said, 8 years. And I said, well, you know, and, you know, maybe he'd done everything. I don't know, you know, but, you know, if he had given up in his heart and said, well, you know, I'm not going to church. You know, I prayed or whatever. The Lord, you know, didn't do me nothing. You know, he wouldn't have gotten that healing. But he came, and Brother Peter said that the man said, you know, he was there since 8 o'clock in the morning. He said he knew in his heart that he's got to go to church today. He couldn't wait to get here. See, and when he got here, you know, the Lord said, get out of that wheelchair. And he stood up before all of you. You were all here. 8 years, he went back on his own power. How many of you give the Lord a hand clap for that? Sure, that's right. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this man, he had his own 38 years. And when Jesus came there, he saw him lie there. And he knew that he has been such a long time in that case. And he said to him, wilt thou be made whole? Do you want to be made whole? See, because Lord can't do anything for you against your will. So do you want to be made whole? And the man looked at him like this. What kind of question is that? I mean, look at me. I mean, I'm in this wheelchair or whatever. And you're asking me if I want to be made whole? Well, sometimes people don't want to be made whole. I mean, you know that's true. Sometimes they don't care, you know, about that situation. They don't want to do nothing about it. They just, you know, they just giving up and they just want to be like that. You know, so the Lord had to check him out. Do you want to be made whole? He said. And he said, well, you know, you betcha. I want to be made whole, but I can't. Because every time I try to get in this water, somebody gets in ahead of me. But you see, every year, this guy didn't come in, I don't know for how long. He was 38 years old. Maybe he's been coming for 20 years. Who knows? Every single year, he came to that place, hoping that he'd be the first. But because of his condition, you know, he couldn't get in the water fast enough. But did that stop him from coming? See, the real faith never gives up. And he kept coming, and one day, here comes Mr. Eternity. And he's upon the scene. And he said, would you like to be made whole? And the guy said, well, you know, if I only get somebody to put me in the water. And Jesus said, don't worry about the angel of the Lord coming. You know, here is the Son of Man. And all you got to do, believe. And he said, well, I say unto you, rise up and take up your bed and walk. You know, now that's a powerful statement. When you can look in somebody that's been 38 years like that, and you can tell them right there, get up from that wheelchair. Get up from that bed. Doesn't matter, 8 years, 38 years, doesn't make the Lord any difference. It's all the same to him if you believe. He'll speak that word down, and you will be made whole. He'll speak that word and your situation will change. Now some of you are here this morning. You may have different crises and different situations. Maybe your life is upside down. Maybe you are on the street or whatever. Doesn't matter what the Lord, you know, what you've been through the Lord. He can change all that today. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You say, why today? Because today is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow, but today. Every day, while it is called today, that is the day of salvation. And today, if you will only believe, if you will lay hold on God and not give up, God, he will bring the bones back to life again. Yes, he will add years to your life. He will change your situation. Just like he did for this man. You know, after 38 years of laying in that condition. Now, yours may not be sickness this morning, but it may be several years of being out of a job or several months of being out of a place to live or whatever it is. If you will only believe this morning, the Lord, he is good. Amen. You know, sometimes you say things have happened to us. Sure. Some things happen to us because of things that we've done, because of whatever situation. I don't know. It doesn't matter. You know, the story, one of my favorite stories, which I've preached so many times on this pulpit, Luke chapter 15. Story of the prodigal son. Didn't matter how he got into the condition. He got in there through his own disobedience, through his own variance with his father and so forth, and arrogance and foolishness and going out into the world and doing all crazy things. See? But what mattered is he finally came to his senses. And if you must come to your senses, then you must turn back to the Lord. And when he did, he said, look, I know that in my father's house, there are many servants and so forth, and they are doing a lot better than I am. And if you don't know that story, I'll paraphrase it for you. I don't have time to read it today, but it was the story of a man with two sons. And one son said, give unto me the inheritance that's mine. I don't want to wait for you to die. I want it right now. So he took everything and went down to a far country and wasted his whole living with harlots and so forth. And riotous living and everything that he did. And finally, when he was all spent, you know, and he had messed his life up upside down every which way you can, there came a great famine in the land. And he began to be in want. And there was nothing that he could do. And so he went and joined himself to a man that had, you know, a farm of pigs and so on. And he was working there for a, you know, as a day hire. See? And he would even have eaten of the husks that the pigs ate, but nobody would give. He wanted to eat the food of the pigs, but they wouldn't let him. And so finally one day he said, you know, I don't know what I'm doing here. I know I have sinned. I know I have, you know, I'm down and so forth. But if I can only get up, if I can go back to my father, even if he made me a servant, I know I will be better than this. So finally he came to his senses and he said, I am going to go back to my father. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Will you come back to God this morning? I don't care how you got to your situation. See, it doesn't matter that it was his fault. It was his fault. Because he brought it upon himself. But what mattered is he made the decision to do something about it. Now, your past notwithstanding. What you are going through, what you've been through, notwithstanding. What matters is today, what are you going to do about it? And tomorrow, where will you be? See, you can't change the past. Even if you wanted to, you couldn't. None of us can change the past. It's already gone. What happened in the past has happened, and that's it. But today is the day of salvation. And if you will reach out to the Lord today, or he'll give you a new start. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Yes, he gave that boy a new start, and he came, and when he was a long ways up, the father, he saw him coming, because he was always looking for him, and he who received him with open arms, gave him a big fist too, and all that, and so on. You know, and the Lord, he will receive you with open arms, if you will only give him a chance. And this morning, if you will come to God, don't give up on your situation. Don't give up on wherever you are. You know, one time, I don't have time to read all of these scriptures because I want to make this brief this morning, because I want to pray for something this morning. You know, one time one man was sick of the palsy, and he went up. Because they took him up in the roof and so forth like that, because the crowd was there, they couldn't get in. And so finally they took him through the roof and dropped him right down before Jesus. And the Bible says when he saw their faith, Jesus, when he saw their faith, it wasn't even the faith of the man that was sick. That was vicarious faith. He saw the faith of the others that brought him. And he said, wow. So he turned to him and said, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Amen. And I love that statement. I want to say to you today, you know, the Bible says, whosoever you remit, they are remitted unto you. We said to the man in the wheelchair last week, I said, sir, thy sins are forgiven thee in the name of the Lord. And you know, one time he told Jesus, when he said that, he said, nobody has power now to forgive. You know, you can't do this. That's blasphemy and so forth. Jesus said, really? I'm going to show you that the Son of Man not only has power to forgive sins, but I'm going to show you. Now, so he turned around and asked them, well, which one is easier? If I say to you, your sins be forgiven, or I tell you, rise up and walk? See? But if your sins are forgiven, then every other thing the Lord will take care of as well. So he turns to God, saying, in order that you might know that the Son of Man has power to forgive sins. Now he says to the guy that's sick of the palsy, rise up and walk. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And boy, that's the statement that the guy has been waiting for. And some of you are waiting for that this morning. And the Lord and I, we are both in your corner this morning, saying, rise up and walk. Get up. And the Lord will do great things for you. The Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and the King of glory shall come in. But you must lift up your head in order for the King of glory to come in. As long as your head is bowed down, as long as you put the ashes upon your head and so forth like that, well, you know, he can't do very much. But you can shake off those things off of yourself. Loose thyself from the bands around your neck, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 52. Loosen the bands. Put on the garments of gladness, the oil of gladness. Loosen all those ashes and so forth like that. You know, some people go out through this world with a big chip on their shoulder and so forth like that. You know, and they're angry with everybody as if the world owes them something. Nobody owes you nothing. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because we sold it all to the devil. See, the devil, he stole it all. He confronted Jesus and he said, all these things are mine, because it is delivered unto me. You know, Jesus didn't argue with him that it wasn't his. At that time it was. But I tell you what, when Jesus hung upon that cross, when that earthquake split, when he went down to the grave, he confronted the devil that one time.
Hallelujah.
And he said, give it up.
Yeah.
And he took the keys of hell.
Yeah.
He took the keys of death. He whooped the devil all over the place.
Yeah.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
And everything that the devil thought he had, the Lord took it from him.
Yeah.
He stripped him of everything.
Yeah.
That's right. And Jesus said, I am he that liveth and was dead.
Yeah.
And behold, I am alive forevermore.
Yeah.
Revelation 1 and verse 18. I am he that has the keys of hell and death. He got it from the devil. See? So what else does the devil have? Nothing but a bluff. But he's a good one at it too. He can bluff really good. And he'll throw up all these things and so forth. But the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. And the God of all priests shall bruise Lucifer under your feet shortly. Where should the devil be? Should be under your feet. One time somebody said, well, you know, the Lord said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. So you can say, Because Jesus said, and I give you power over all the power of the enemy. So you can say, well, I may not have anything at all, but one thing I know I have, power over the devil. That's right. You've got that power.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord. Now don't be a pushover for the devil. See, how do you get that power? In the name of the Lord Jesus. How does that power work for you? Through the blood. See, if you have never given your life to the Lord, you don't have that power. See, because the devil is still ruling over you. But once you come to the cross and once you are washed by that blood, hallelujah, then the devil, he doesn't have any power over you anymore. You are washed, you are clean, you are justified in the name of the Lord. And you've got the power in his name. And the devil must bow down under your feet. Now you know where the devil should go. See, one time he said, Jesus said, what is your name? And he said, our name is Legion. Of course, he already knew, but he just wanted to bring out a point. See, he wanted to bring out a point that there were so many of them. See, that's why he said, what's your name? And they said, well, we are Legion because we are many. And Jesus said, come out of them. He said, come out of there. And he said, oh Lord, this is it. No, come out.
Yeah.
And they begged him and said, well, send us over to this swine over here. They were disembodied spirits. They needed something, and so forth like that. The Bible says when an evil spirit is gone out of a man, he goes through dry places and so forth and finding no rest, he comes back. You see, when the Lord sets you free, if you don't stay clean, if you don't stay under the blood, and if you don't stay under the shelter of the Lord, that evil spirit, he might come back. And when he finds his place that is garnished and so forth like that, and empty because you didn't feel it full of the Holy Spirit, then he goes back and brings 7 more devils that are even more wicked than himself. And the last case is worse than the first. See, but when the Lord said to them, go out of him. And they went to the last swine, about thousands of those things, and they rushed down. Can you believe that thousands of demons were in that one guy? Sure. That's the way many people are walking around today. But the power of the Lord can set you free.
Yes.
Just like that. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Your life does not have to be influenced or controlled by demon spirits. Jesus said, if the Son shall set you free, you will be free indeed. But today I want you to know that the Lord is on your side. See, figuratively speaking, because we are the ones that need to be on his side. But figuratively speaking, the Lord is on your side. And he's in your corner, telling you to get up. Telling you not to give up. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Don't give up. The Lord, he doesn't always immediately rescue you, because he wants to put you to the test a little bit. And he wants to make sure that you learn a lesson sometimes. But he is always faithful. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible says this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all his troubles. No matter what you are going through, when you cry unto the Lord, the Lord will deliver you. He said, if I shut up the heavens, 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 13, even if I bring an army of locusts and so forth among you, if my people who are called by my name shall turn to me, seek my face, not exactly seek my hand, but seek my face, and pray, and confess their sins, and turn from their wicked ways, I will heal them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Today, will you turn to the Lord? Will you confess his name? Will you pray? And will you seek his face? And if you do, he will heal you. I want us to stand to our feet this morning. Whatever your situation, don't give up this morning. Whatever it is that you have, whatever you are going through, don't give up this morning. Praise his name. Praise ye the name of the Lord. 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 Can these bones live again this morning? Do you have some dry bones in your life? Do you have some chronic situations that need deliverance? If that is you this morning, don't leave this church the same way that you came in. You must lay your burdens down, and the Lord is going to help you. Blessed be the name of Jesus. One man came into this church last week on a wheelchair, and he pushed his wheelchair out. After 8 years of sitting in that wheelchair, he walked out on his own power. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, your condition may not be a wheelchair today, but you might have some other chronic situations that you need the Lord to help you with. And this is God's house of bread. This is the house of healing. That's why we come to church. It's where you come and get healed. You be healed. You say, I am the Lord your healer. What is the Lord to you? Some people think the Lord, when he says, I am the healer, he only heals sicknesses. No. He didn't say, I am the Lord your healer. I can only heal this sickness. No, I am the Lord your healer. He'll heal anything that needs to be healed. Praise ye the name of the Lord. He can heal any situation. He can heal your broken heart. He can heal your condition. He can turn it around. He is the great creator. Will you give him a chance this morning? If you are here this morning and you want prayer, you want the Lord to help you, you want him to turn your situation around, or you want to give your life to the Lord and experience the joy and the hope of eternal life and the joy of salvation right in this earth, I want to give you a chance this morning, because we don't ever want anybody to come in to church and then go away and not be helped. We want to do everything we can to help everybody, so that when we stand before the Lord, we can say, like Paul said, I have kept the faith. I have finished my course. I have declared and fought a good fight. So we want to make sure we declare the full counsel of God to everybody. Give you a chance. Now, if that's you this morning and you want prayer, never mind the person that's sitting next to you. See? Because they can't help you. It's the Lord that's going to help you. And sometimes they might even hold you back. You know, one time they told blind Bartholomew, they said, shut up. When he said, God, have mercy on me. And they told him to shut up. So there are situations around you that may be telling you to shut up, but we are telling you, don't give up. Cry out the more. Don't shut up. Cry out the more. The Bible says the man cried out the more. He said, I'm not shutting up nothing. I want help. And he cried out the more. And finally, he got the Lord's attention. The Bible says Jesus stopped in his tracks. And he looked at him and said, Son of David, have mercy upon me. God always gets his attention. When you call for the mercy of the Lord, it always gets the Lord's attention. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because here's what the Lord says about himself. In Exodus chapter 34, he said, the Lord passed before Moses and declared the name of the Lord. And he said, God, the merciful God. That's the first thing that God said about himself. He said, I am the Lord, the merciful God. Keeping covenant and showing mercy to thousands. That is the first thing about him, is the mercy of the Lord. Now the mercy of the Lord will help you this morning. Now quickly, if you need prayer, I want you to get out in the house and come out this way. See, don't be bashful, because if you go from here, see, you lose that opportunity. And you don't know what you would have missed. See, you might miss the day of your visitation. The Bible says, my people miss the day of my visitation because they don't know. See. Now, you say, what is the Lord going to do for me this morning? Anything that you can believe the Lord for, that's what he'll do for you. What name do you call him this morning? If you call him healer, he'll heal you. If you call him provider, he'll provide for you. And if you say he's my all in all, then he will be your all in all. Anything that you can call him, he will be for you. The Bible says he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask of him. If you can think it, he can do more. Just think it. There is not enough faculty power in this brain to think what God can do. So if you can think, and you know how powerful our minds can be, we can think about anything. If you can think about anything at all, the Lord can do more. Just the fact that you can think it, he can do more. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Now if you want help, you step forward this morning. We're going to pray the prayer of faith together, because the Lord, he gives an anointing for every service. And when you miss it, you can't blame anybody else, because you had a chance. So I'm going to give you a chance to come out this morning, and we're going to pray the prayer of faith that God will change your situation. That the Lord will that you will believe the Lord, and the Lord will help you, and he will change that situation. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. This is the reason why we come to church, is so that the Lord will lift our burdens. But when you leave Leave your burdens, don't take them with you. Give your burdens to the Lord and leave them at the cross. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Those of you who came out, why don't you just come closer here and let's pray together. Let's believe the Lord together and let's pray together this morning and see what the Lord will do for us. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Now every situation, nothing is too hard for the Lord to do. The Bible says, I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me to do? And if you believe the Lord with all your heart this morning, He will help you. And there is nothing that is too hard for Him to do. I want the rest of the congregation to join me in prayer. As we pray for the ones that are out here this morning, believe in the Lord for God to do great things in their life. Let us pray together now for a few minutes. Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus. We charge and adjure all the spirit of unbelief and the spirit of doubt. Depart from us now. Depart from the people of God in Jesus' name. And let the true faith, the faith that never gives up, let it come into their hearts in the name of the Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. The Bible says the Lord, the faithful God, the merciful God, He will have mercy upon us this morning. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Father, O Lord, release the spirit of faith upon your people this morning. God is a dissolver of doubts, and He will dissolve the doubts this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the name of the Lord. 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 Praise the name of the Lord.